Planning your agency's future may literally involve a map. Mark DeMulder is the director of the USGS National Geospatial Program. He's here to talk about why maps are an important part of the planning process. And, Mark, I appreciate you being on the program this afternoon. Thanks very much.
It's a great pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to have a chance to talk about a program at the U.S. Geological Survey that I'm so passionately involved in. And one of the reasons that I think people who might not have previously thought of themselves as map users or dependent on maps may have a change of heart these days is that we are, in fact, in the middle of a geospatial revolution. If you think about what the global positioning system, GPS, has done and the ability to bring map information into computers in the form of geographic information systems and the fact that both airplanes and satellites today carry digital cameras that can collect very high-resolution images of the Earth and bring it all together for a customer's use. It's really an exciting time to be in this business. And the U.S. Geological Survey, where I work, has been in the mapping business really since its inception 132 years ago. We've seen an awful lot of technological change over that time. Probably the most significant amount of change over the last 10 years, really. And we've tried to keep our national mapping program, our national geospatial program, up to date with the latest technology. We provide online digital map services and serve customers all across the country and all across the globe. Our services are best located or most easily found if someone wants to find USGS map information. They can go to nationalmap.gov. Nationalmap is one word, .gov, on the web, and that's your first place to start to get good, high-quality USGS digital map information.
I'm going to link that up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You're talking about this next week at the Geospatial Summit. What, as I was thinking about having you come on and talk about these things, I thought I went right to the GPS idea and the fact that I carry around a smartphone in my pocket that just about every app that I use wants to connect to, wants access to my current location to push me information. And as I think about all the things that are possible, I'm amazed at those. And I imagine that people that are sitting at agencies are thinking the same thing. They're not even aware of all the possibilities that using the technology, the mapping technology that's available to them, what all those possibilities can do for them.
Yeah, and it's your story about your smartphone is a great example of a trend that's occurring now. It's got various names. It's usually called VGI, Volunteer Provided Geographic Information. So you with your cell phone that's GPS-enabled can go out and collect very highly accurate positional data about features or where you are on the Earth, and then you can transmit that over your cell coverage to a database that can collect those points and use them to help update and populate map information. And we do some of that at the USGS now. We have worked with a number of volunteer organizations to basically begin a citizen mapping activity. And we've formed a group we call the National Map Corps, which are our volunteers that work with us on a very regular basis. But it is true that the technology to collect very accurate geospatial information has really made it to the cell phone. It's that simple.
Your presentation next week is going to be called Mapping the Future. This geospatial summit happening September 13th, that's next Tuesday in Herndon. What does mapping the future mean? What's the essence of what you're going to have to say to folks there?
I'm going to describe the direction that the USGS's mapping program is heading over the next 5 to 10 years and some of the trends that people will be able to look for. I've mentioned one of those, volunteer geographic information, is certainly a part of that. One other thing that's very interesting is that because we now have all of our map information in digital databases that are maintained on a continuous basis, we can assemble topographic maps, digital topographic maps, in a very efficient manner. When the USGS produced its first once-over coverage of the United States of our 21 to 24,000 scale topographic maps, through the old traditional methods that we used between about 1945 and about 1990, it took us 50 years to map the country. We're in the third year now of our digital topographic map production process, and we're going to finish the 48 states this year, moving to Alaska and Hawaii next year. So we're basically going from a 50-year refresh cycle to a 3-year refresh cycle, and we're doing it with far fewer employees than we had in the past. So that's part of our future as well.
Now, I will be the first to admit that as a radio person, as an audio production person, I get very easily geeked up about what the technology can do to facilitate me being able to do my job. Is it the same way for you and your colleagues who look at this kind of technology for mapping?
We're a very excited group. It's a great time to be in the business, and you know, just the advance of technology. I sent a note to the staff who worked for me at the USGS yesterday, and I said that, you know, the things that we're able to achieve right now today, 10 years ago, would have been as fanciful as J.K. Rowling's best book.
Uh-huh.
But today, it's our new reality, and, you know, the technology that we have available to us is just astounding.
Mark, I appreciate having you on the show today. I hope your presentation goes well. I know it will with somebody for somebody who has the passion for it that you do.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for having me, and have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you. Mark DeMolder is the director of the U.S. Geological Survey's National Geospatial Program, and you can find out more information about his presentation next week on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.